You're listening to SBS News.
Figures obtained by SBS under Freedom of Information laws reveal the federal government spent $78 million on the transfer and deportation of asylum seekers in the last financial year. As a comparison, last financial year's federal budget set aside $52 million, or two-thirds as much, to support the dairy industry. The figures on asylum seekers from the Department of Home Affairs highlight just a part of the cost to Australia of managing its immigration detention policies. University of Melbourne Public Management Professor Janine O'Flynn says the figure is high, but not surprising.
It's not a surprise once I think you look at the overall cost of operating detention centres both onshore and offshore. Australia operates some of the most expensive centres anywhere in the world. So Australia has a very high cost detention centre regime. The estimates are we spend about twice as much as the US, Canada or many countries in Europe. And so shifting people around between offshore and onshore arrangements is going to be a large component of that cost.
That $78 million is down from $97 million spent the previous financial year. Broken down, the figures show $17 million was spent on what was termed returns and removals from Australia, and another $30 million on internal transfers. The remaining amount appears to be spent on associated costs, such as staff, accommodation and food. The spending fell after the Coalition gained power in 2013 and introduced a policy of turning back asylum seeker boats, but it has since risen again. The amount spent on returns and removals has risen sharply, from $5 million in 2013-14 to $17 million last financial year. It's not known how many people were returned or removed in the last financial year. While the department has not provided further details on the figures, they appear to include the deportation of convicted criminals who fail the visa test on character grounds. Refugee advocates have raised concerns about the deportation of asylum seekers back to countries such as Iraq, Sri Lanka and Afghanistan. The Refugee Action Coalition's Ian Rintoul suggests the $78 million could be better spent.
Look, any amount of money spent on removals and on detention is a complete waste of money. There is a more humane way of dealing with that. We didn't have detention centres prior to 1992. People were able to live in the community, have their claims processed while in the community, had the right to work while they were living in the community. It can work very well. It does work very well. What we're seeing is that, the government willing to throw tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars at a punitive regime when that money could be spent both for the benefit of refugees and the general community.
The Refugee Council of Australia says as of October 21st this year, more than 1,270 people were detained on Nauru or in Papua New Guinea. The number of children detained on Nauru is now reportedly much lower, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying this week only 10 children remain. He has said he wants all children off Nauru by Christmas. The Department of Home Affairs has not responded to questions from SBS about why the costs of removals and returns has grown so dramatically. But it says services are engaged on an operational needs basis, and each engagement is unique in regard to the services required, route taken, destination, and the number of passengers. Mr. Morrison defends his government's controversial processing of asylum seekers offshore and its policy of turning boats back from Indonesia. He says any change of policy would risk increasing the number of boats trying to reach Australia and, therefore, the number of deaths at sea. The department figures also show the government has spent $3 million on commercial flights for moving detainees. The data comes after shareholders put forward a motion at Qantas's annual general meeting in October, calling on the company to distance itself from the deportation of asylum seekers. The corporate shareholder activist group, the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility, introduced the motion. Its executive director, Bryn O'Brien, says the deportations present a reputational risk to the Qantas brand.
carrying people, vulnerable people, often, you know, against their will, often in restraints or handcuffs accompanied by security guards, vulnerable people, including children, that really does threaten the Qantas brand, that the kind of tide of community sentiment around this issue in Australia is changing, and is changing very rapidly. And that this is just too big a risk for Qantas to associate itself with.
The shareholder motion failed, though. Qantas has not responded to questions sent by SBS about its policies on deporting asylum seekers. It instead pointed to a previous statement that the airline cannot be forced to adjudicate on immigration cases. Gianni Blakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.